the BE Marketing and SEO podcast, where we talk honestly about business visibility, authority, and what actually helps local businesses get noticed.
Hello, and welcome to the Local Business Visibility Podcast, where you, as a small business owner, can get tips to help you get more leads and customers online. In the previous episode, we discussed whether a Google Business Profile can end up doing too much for a local business. Today, we are moving beyond the profile and the main business website to look at supporting website. Barry, let's begin with the obvious question. What exactly is a supporting website?
A supporting website is a separate website or online resource that has a genuine connection to the main business. It may focus on a particular subject, location, industry, or person associated with that business. The main business website remains the central hub. That is where people can learn about the services, view examples of completed work, and make an inquiry. The supporting website has a different purpose. It might provide educational content, local information, industry news, case studies, or detailed answers to customer questions. It supports the main website without attempting to replace it.
Why would a business need another website if it already has a good one?
Because the main website usually has several jobs to do. It needs to explain who the business is, what it offers, where it works, and how someone can get in touch. It may also need service pages, location pages, reviews, case studies, and photographs. You can add helpful articles, but there is a point where trying to cover everything on one site can make it crowded or difficult to navigate. A supporting website gives the business room to explore related subjects in greater depth. It also provides another legitimate way for people to discover the business. Someone might find the Google Business Profile, someone else might watch a video, while another person could discover a useful article on a supporting website. Those different routes can all lead back to the main business.
Can you give us a practical example?
Let's use a sash window company. Its main website would explain services such as sash window repairs, draft proofing, timber replacement, and slimline double glazing. The purpose of that site is to help property owners understand the services and request a quotation. A supporting website could concentrate on traditional buildings, timber window maintenance, energy efficiency, or the architectural history of homes in the area. It could contain useful articles about common sash window problems, how to care for older timber frames, or when a window should be repaired rather than replaced. Where appropriate, an article could point readers towards the main business website for professional help. That link would make sense because the subjects are closely connected and it helps the reader take the next step.
Some people might hear this and think it sounds like creating websites purely to get backlinks. Is that what we are talking about?
No, and that distinction is very important. There was a time when people created large numbers of thin websites containing poor copied content. Their only purpose was to link to another website and try to influence rankings. Those websites offered very little value to visitors. A genuine supporting website should have its own clear purpose. It should contain original, useful information and be capable of standing on its own. If someone visits it without knowing anything about the main business, they should still find something helpful. The purpose is not to manufacture links. It is to build useful resources that strengthen the overall information surrounding the business.
Could a supporting website be based around a person rather than a particular service?
Yes, and that can work particularly well. A company website naturally concentrates on the company and its services. A separate author or expert website can concentrate on the experience and knowledge of a real person within the business. That person can answer questions, discuss developments in the industry, and explain ideas in a more personal way. It helps customers see who is behind the information and why that person has the experience to discuss the subject. That matters because there is so much generic content online. People increasingly want to know who created something and whether that person has genuine knowledge of the subject.
So, the supporting website becomes part of the wider authority network you have discussed before?
Exactly. The main website is still the hub. It contains the central business information and provides the main route to an inquiry. The Google Business Profile helps the company appear in local results and Google Maps. Supporting websites provide additional information, context and relevant references, videos, social profiles, articles, business listings, and other online properties create further connections. Each part has its own job, but they all support the same business. When the information is accurate and consistent, it becomes easier for people and search systems to understand the relationship between the business, its services, its location, and the people involved.
What mistakes should business owners avoid when creating supporting websites?
The first mistake is copying the same articles across several websites. If every site contains the same material, there is little reason for the additional websites to exist. The second is creating a website and then abandoning it. A site containing three old articles and nothing else is unlikely to become a useful resource. Another mistake is making every article an advert. The content should answer a question, explain something, or help the reader. A business link can be included where it is relevant, but it should not be forced into every paragraph. Relevance is also important. A supporting website should have a clear relationship with the main business based on the subject, industry, location, or person. Finally, businesses should avoid trying to create too much at once. One useful and regularly updated supporting website is better than 10 empty ones.
How should someone decide what kind of supporting website to create?
Start by looking at what the main business website cannot cover properly. Are customers regularly asking questions that deserve detailed answers? Does someone within the business have useful experience they could share? Could local information, industry developments, or detailed case studies provide the basis for a worthwhile resource? The answer should reveal a subject that is relevant to the business, but broad enough to support useful content of its own. The website then needs a clear purpose and audience. It should not exist merely because somebody found an available domain name.
Does every local business need a supporting website?
Not necessarily. The main website, Google Business Profile, and basic business information should be accurate and properly organized first. There is little value in creating an additional website when the main one is incomplete or out of date. A supporting website becomes useful when the foundations are already in place and the business is ready to expand its online presence. It is one part of a wider system, not a shortcut for avoiding work on the main site.
If someone listening wants to take one practical step after this episode, what should they do?
Look at the main business website and identify one related subject that customers would find useful, but which does not fit comfortably within the current service-focused structure. It could involve customer education, local information, detailed case studies, or the experience of a person within the business. Do not immediately register a domain or start building pages. First, write down the purpose of the resource, who it would help, and at least 10 useful subjects it could cover. If those answers are clear, there may be a genuine foundation for a supporting website.
The important point then is that a supporting website should be useful in its own right, not something created simply to hold links.
That's exactly right. The aim is not to create the appearance of authority. It is to build worthwhile resources that demonstrate knowledge, experience, and relevance. Those resources can then connect naturally with the main website and become part of a stronger local visibility system.
Thanks again for your insights. In the next episode, we'll look at the content that feeds this wider network and how useful information can help build trust over time.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back soon with another practical conversation about building visibility and authority for your business.